There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Hello, my friends. Once again, I share this time with you, and Greg and I very intentionally want to walk with you through all the days that we celebrate that we call the Triduum, the holy 3 days of Easter, which begin on Holy Thursday. But all of this, as you and I know, began in the heart of God and in the fullness of Christ, long before what we call creation. Creation was in God's very heart. We hear that in the early Christian hymns, and now we experience it as creation continues to flow, and God's activity does through these days and ours. So you may be taking advantage of one or two or all three of these days and liturgies, people's prayer and work for them, their wonderful services. You may have been at them already when you listen to this, one or the other. But whether you are or not, you and I are in the flow of God's grace and love, God's activity in our midst. And this is precisely the meaning of the Christ who has come to us. Jesus, born of Mary, the one, for those of us who are following Chosen, is so beautifully shown as someone who would pick us out and call us to join him. Come follow me. And the funniest of people do, like me and maybe you. And as we do this, we begin to rest a little bit and say, oh, he really is calling me. And I think these 3 days invite us to know that even more deeply. We're invited into the activity of the one who's beckoned us, into his dying and rising, into his journey, into being a fully human person who's loving and living for us so that we would be fully human and come one day as we are now in union with God. And the Spirit already among us, which will be sent to us to fill us out and renew us and eventually call forth a church, a body of people who will bring good news to the world. All of this is movement, not frenetic, not wildly active. There's a certain windy wildness about it of wonder, and the work of the Spirit is true. But you and I are also invited to rest during these days, maybe pause even between them. Brothers and sisters, I receive from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread and, after he had given thanks, broke it and said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of our Lord until he comes. My friends, this is a reading from the Holy Thursday Mass, which is so beautiful. And rather than defining or explaining it, it's wonderful to know that the core of our life is this table fellowship of Christ. And he calls us to the heart of what it is. You may celebrate and remember the story of their assembling and getting ready to be fed by the Lord as he gets ready with us to make his way of the cross, his way to his dying and rising for you and me. Rather than taking more time with readings from each one, I'm just going to move to hear St. Paul again, who's one of my favorites from Easter morning. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that a little yeast, a little leaven, will do a lot in dough? So clear out the old yeast so that you may become a fresh batch of dough. What a wonderful image. And for people who still bake in their homes and your yeast, and this all has a meaning to it. And maybe a relative has, if you haven't, and maybe a loaf of bread like that has come or will come to your Easter table, in as much as you are unleavened. For our Paschal Lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with old yeast. In other words, the narrowness of old religion and habits and practices of our own that Paul names here the yeast of malice and wickedness that we might feel or see reverberating in our political systems and in places where you and I aren't reaching in to take on our responsibility as we might as members of the body of Christ. But Paul continues, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So our journey is such a wonderful one through these days and on into Easter time and on each day. And as our lives unfold, I want you to know that Greg and I and all of us who gather here at the mountain, and there are going to be many, and children and older people, and I've just returned from my wandering mini sabbatical, bring the joy of the land, the hunger of our people, the needs of our earth, and the bright light of Christ into the darkness of each moment. For my sisters and brothers, soon we will be celebrating what is already true. He is risen, as he said. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ has risen for us, as he said. Alleluia, alleluia. May God bless you in every way you need a blessing and a healing. And may every table that you sit at and people that you gather at with enjoy the joy of Easter. The Lord give you blessings of peace as Greg and I continue to share our walk with you through this season and the future seasons of this year. Dan Riley and Greg Lacamelli, remembering God's presence with us now.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call you. May our lives proclaim your goodness, our voices sing your praise forever.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.